My name is Genesis.
And I'm Tanya.
And welcome back to the Misunderstood Podcast, where we broadcast our unpopular opinions to the world.
I hope y'all ready.
Period.
Because we're going to go in, per usual.
Let's go.
So what are we talking about today, LaTanya?
So today we are going to talk about something very controversial, but you know we don't stray away from controversy. We're going to talk about homophobia in the media.
Awesome. So pretty much I was on Facebook the other day and I just happened to come by a post that was very homophobic in my opinion, but I'm gonna put the post in here just so y'all can see, and for y'all listening, I'm gonna read the post out loud. So it pretty much said Empire, and then it said gay, and it said P-Valley gay, The Shy gay, Power gay, and it said Black television today is poisonous to the black mind. And then there was this girl on here, so that was the post in general, you know, super however you take it. And then this girl, her name is Kristen Atwell. She actually had a really nice little a few paragraphs of some stuff touching on some things that I think are very informative that we're going to use as some talking points. But before we even get into that, LaTanya, how do you even feel about that post in general? What are your feelings?
It comes off homophobic, and I've watched Empire, I've watched P-Valley, I haven't watched Power, but it's talking about some of the characters' storyline. Like, the whole show is not about being gay. It's some of the characters' storylines,
right,
of having homosexual relationships. So, you know, it's already coming off homophobic because P-Valley is about strip club culture, basically, and it has so many other storylines, domestic violence, trying to save the pink and all that. And then Empire was about, it was kind of Diddy was inspired. I would say like a Diddy and a Jay-Z type. People right. were inspired by like the music industry and all this. So those were just parts of some of the character storylines that they were homosexual. So
right.
yeah, I can feel the homophobia, and just the fact that they said it's poisonous to the black community. I've never even seen Power, and I promise you every episode, because they ain't back on now, every episode
it's the part two, because you know
yeah,
Ghost died.
I don't be watching it, but I know so much about it because every time an episode drop, all my black folks who this is poisoning in our minds be lit like a bit, and we was all lit for P-Valley, and we was all lit for Empire. No, but I just feel like poisonous to the mind, if you want to talk about the drug culture and the all of the other toxic behaviors of like
Empire, you got Lucius, who is he's unaccepting of his gay son. That's toxic.
Yeah, he let
his
cookie go to jail for him and do time
so
for him.
that kind of culture. Then you have P-Valley, which gay is not even a part of the whole thing, but strip club culture, which is not inherently bad, but it's a lot of domestic violence going on in the show. And then Power, that is literally a show about fucking drug dealers, and y'all are worried about this show being gay.
That's the poisonous stuff,
right?
if we want to talk about what's poisoning the black community, you know.
But
they didn't mention that though. That's the thing.
So yeah, so after I came across this post, y'all, I had to take 4 steps back because I was really about to go in on everybody on Facebook, because I, at this point for me, at 22, it does not matter what my sexual orientation is. The same way you are not going to talk or disrespect black people to me as a black woman, it's the same way you do not have the opportunity to discredit, disrespect people based on their sexual orientation in my face. I'm not gonna let that slide no more, because us as black people, we say, you know, Black Lives Matter, which everybody is in agreement that Black Lives Matter, but what we don't say and what we're not gonna say is only straight Black Lives Matter, because who you want to march with you though? Like, gay Black Lives Matter too. Like, we shouldn't have to put exceptions on who,
which lives are
yeah,
more worthy and
it doesn't
which
even
lives
make
are
any
more
sense.
Important. And that's my thing too. It's like at this point, cause I'm 30, so my thoughts on homosexuality have definitely evolved over the years from just like lack of knowledge and ignorance. And I just feel like at this point, with all of the information that's given to us, it's just no excuse for anybody to be homophobic.
Exactly. Yes, that's a great point.
You don't have to even be a part of their lifestyle. You don't have to insert yourself into their lifestyle, but you can definitely give them respect.
Because nobody's asking you. I want to make this very clear to people listening and watching. Nobody's asking you to be gay. Unless somebody literally is asking you to be gay.
Yeah.
Like, that's a whole now, different thing. Now, if
they're they're harassing you and forcing but things on you, that's one thing.
Empire, P Valley, The Shy. I've never even seen The Shy.
Empower, oh, and The Shy. Yeah.
They're not asking you to be gay. I had a great conversation with my brother the other day. If you are watching one of these shows and all of a sudden, because this should not happen, you watch these shows and you see Uncle Clifford, excuse my French, getting fucked by a little murder, and you go like back to your family, you're like, you know what, wife, I'm gay.
I think I like this.
So my brother was like, he said, if you are that easily turned, you might have been gay in the first place.
Exactly.
You, a straight heterosexual man, is not gonna be like, oh, this is gay.
I think I want this.
I think I want. You might have been gay. Be honest with yourself. You might have been gay. I have never watched anything and been like, oh, I think I'm gay. No. Yeah. Because if I was like that, I would have been like, oh, I'm probably gay.
Right.
It's the TV, what you're watching has nothing to do with your sexual orientation. It's a story being told.
You guys are talking about when you're watching these images on television and it cannot kind of get into your mindset. Let's not be unmindful about what propaganda, when you do it repetitively. That's what propaganda is, to put a different mindset in your mind. So let's think about that.
Okay.
Consider that.
Mama, I do not disagree with what you're saying, but you...
Propaganda is real.
100%, Mama. I'm going to put you on the spot here. Speak up.
Spot me.
You, as a heterosexual woman, I've only ever known you to be with men, correct?
Yeah.
You watch Shameless. Shameless... they have a lot of homosexual sex scenes, you know, with both women and men, but they have a lot of scenes with one of the main characters is gay outwardly, and he be having sex with other gay men. So do you feel like, as a straight heterosexual woman, that you are in some way, shape, or form affected by seeing that stuff? Do you want to act on any of those urges?
No.
Have you ever seen two women having sex in TV and you wanted to have sex yourself?
No.
Do you know why, Mama? Because you're straight and you cannot be swayed to being gay unless you are gay, unless you feel like you're gay.
But I think that clearly homosexuality has been so shunned upon that now that they are getting representation, and I don't even think all of the representation is accurate,
which we are
going to
talk
get
about.
Into that, but the representation that is in the media, the little bit they have, and even it's not as accurate, I say it's flawed, but I just feel like now that there's representation, it'd be two shows and people be like, everything is gay.
Because why are people not this appalled by Modern Family? You know what I mean? Modern Family has two lead gay men playing, like, they are the show. And how many seasons does Modern Family have? Like 10?
They
have
so many seasons.
They've been out for like 10
they just
years.
Ended the show.
Yeah, I really think that they had 10 seasons, and Cam and Mitchell are literally outwardly gay on those TV shows, but nobody's up in arms about it. Why, like, why is that? Like, is it, and now I will, given Modern Family is a more family friendly show, so they are not having sex in the things, but what is more of your issue, the sex or the color of the skin of the people doing it?
Right.
Or are you, I was telling Tanya this the other day, if you get sexually aroused by the Uncle Clifford and Lil Murder scene, because I know I did not, you might be fucking gay. Like, and that's, yeah.
Or you just, bisexual, or bisexual, or
bisexual,
or more fluid. And I think, okay. I think, you know what I think also? I think people are scared to say, maybe, I wonder. I think us as women, I was telling Genesis, women have this double standard for that benefits us where we can be more sexually fluid. When this, the lesbian or woman on woman, it's not even shunned upon. That is actually glamorized. And so we can do that. We can say, I've kissed a girl, I've had a girl, and nobody, but, and then get in a relationship with a man, have kids, get married, all that. Nobody will ever judge us for that. But if men say I'm bisexual, they're automatically just only gay. And, right. And a lot of women would choose not to be with them. Or there's this thing, this culture of men who are on the DL because they cannot outwardly say, I wanted to try to kiss a man just to see if I liked it. I think most people, I don't care who you are, you say what you want. You have thought in your mind, I wonder. I wonder. And it's so sad that people are scared of their feelings.
And I think it's okay. I really think it's okay just because if a dude, and this was on an episode of Insecure, if a dude kisses a dude and he realizes that he does not like it, you don't even have to tell anybody, but I don't want you to feel ashamed that you was like, look, I tried this, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what you don't like until you know you don't like it.
Yeah.
And at least you were honest enough with your feelings at the time to be like, this was something that I thought about.
And I acted on it and I didn't like it. I will share this, and this is kind of personal. When I was in high school, there was this girl that was really, really, really adamantly trying to like get with me. And I was just, I'm young. I'm barely like into men. You know right. what I'm saying? Like I hadn't even had sex yet. And I was like, I wonder what if I like went on ahead with it. But when the opportunity presented itself, I was like, no. I was nervous. I was kind of nauseous about it because she wanted to kiss me in the bathroom. And I was like, everything in me was turned off. And that's when I was like, nope, those thoughts that I had about it, and I, like literally left. And for me, LaTanya Yarber, I'm just into men. That is what I'm attracted to. But I can sit up here and say, like, back then I was thinking, like,
it's like, but wait,
what would I like that? So I just think people need to be more honest.
I think you were saying a good point.
I think everybody honestly goes through that, but men can't say it like us because masculinity is so fragile. That's something we need to work on.
Very fragile.
But women perpetuate it too because some women be like, that's gay too. So we gotta just do better with letting men express their, be more expressive with their sexuality.
It's taken me, I learned a lot from at my last job with a group of friends, but I worked with a man who was openly bisexual. He dated a lot of women, but he was like, I'm bisexual. And that didn't take away from his masculinity. So it took me meeting these people to really open my horizons. They weren't shut before, they were just narrow because I just ignorant. Right. I didn't really know. I was very misinformed, ill-informed. And now I just be like, okay.
Right.
Because what are you gonna do? Be mad that somebody's bisexual? Men are so crazy. Y'all think everybody and their mama wants you. I promise you that bisexual men don't want you. Ugly to him too.
Exactly.
The girls, he don't want you either. You ugly. Nobody checking for you.
Right.
Bro, you ugly. Like.
Right.
And even for my friend who was transgender, like, he likes women. So, like, what are you afraid of? Like, it's little stuff like that. People being misinformed or not actually knowing people too. If you don't know gay people, if you don't know transgender people, if you do not know openly bisexual men, you always are gonna have this skewed view, especially if your environment
exactly
feeds into that weird stereotype.
Yeah, you are, everything you're saying is spot on. Like I 100% agree. It's the ignorance part. It's the not being open to even having friendships and stuff like that with these people. And also it's just like you are able to humanize your friends because you got to know them and y'all were y'all talking about their sex life
no
all the time like
nobody
that
cares.
Is literally that is literally one aspect of who they are. You know, they are they probably work jobs, they probably have family members, they probably have mental health issues,
and
they don't have nothing
rude.
To do with their sexuality, but that is just a highlight, and that's not fair because that is not all of who they are. And I'm actually excited about the fact that there is now, like I said, it might not I don't agree with the depiction all of the time, but I like the fact that it's becoming more normal, because think about how that means that these people are comfortable within their families to be accepted and to be able to express themselves. I can't imagine my son, you know, if he was to be gay or bisexual or whatever, heterosexual, whatever, but he couldn't fully be himself because he know if he did, he would not get my love or he would not get my approval.
And that's crazy.
So he has to not be who he is in order to get my love and approval. That is so mean. And I'm happy that a lot of people are getting past that. And it's sad that there are still people who are so homophobic that you probably have a gay family member or a family member that's just curious. They're questioning their sexuality. I feel like these little boys and girls, we don't even talk about sex enough. And these little boys and girls are so curious and experimenting and they doing shit and not telling their parents. And that's another big issue.
They're going to do it.
You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, we should be past racism and homophobia. I'm just confused, but here we are.
Here we still are. But also another thing that you were talking about. So if you think about it, people are so... Not people. I honestly will say I meet and know so many more open people now than probably 10 years ago. But also 10 years ago, I was 12, so I didn't really care. But it's way more people now who are way more inclusive. But to be honest, it's still people who are more what we call conservative or a lot of these people who post me stuff. I am not going to expose nobody. But if you're listening and you know who you are, know that I know. Be these people on a down low, having sex with men, who be saying this stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, and it's because it's so damaging because people around them don't accept that shit. And that's what's sad. Because me, if you was my friend and you like, I like to have sex with transgender people, I'd be like, do you, man? I don't care. I actually sincerely don't care about your sex life.
Yeah.
But if that's what you do and you want to confide into somebody, I'd be like, do you, boo? I support you.
Yeah.
But they don't have people around them like that. So they choose to be on it. They choose to live a life that they consider shameful instead of being open and be like, I like men and I like women.
Yeah.
And you or can I, love me or not.
Yeah. Or I like men that look, that's dressed like a woman.
I like transgender men or women and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's so many levels now.
It is. That is literally the storyline of Lil Murder and Uncle Clifford.
Yes. And it's so sad.
He was the... He showcased what a down low guy trying to be a rapper. He was... Nothing was feminine about Lil Murder.
Not even a little
bit. He was just attracted to... You know, transgender men.
He
and
said he liked
that was life. The whole storyline, and that's
exactly.
That's somebody's story. But that's that was a great storyline because that is not everybody's story, but that's a lot of people's stories.
So a few things I want to hit on. I want to touch on the inclusivity. Yes, of black gay people in the media. This would be the only problem that I personally have. I don't think that black gay people in the media are depicted well, as well-rounded as they are.
Right.
I will say that there might not even an agenda, but white people do not know how to write black people's stories.
Exactly.
So the goal is to, because y'all, I'm gonna be real honest, I don't like no racist people. White privilege is real and you know that you have it. And I just think a lot of people, especially white people who write, y'all be trying to write the black experience and you just don't know because you don't care to know.
Exactly.
But yes, I think emasculating a black man is something that they tried to do.
Yes.
And when they showcase black gay people in the media, for these shows, the only one I can speak to that is loud to me is P-Valley, because I just watched it. Not every gay person is dressing like a woman, and not every black gay man is dressing like a woman, and not every black gay man is on the down low. Right. It be gay men who be truck drivers. It be gay men who be teachers. It be all these are black
very people. Successful black gay men black who be
doctors.
Men.
Black yes. gay men who are stay at home fathers in the military.
Yes,
it be black gay men with regular normal lives, y'all. They don't be doing all this extra stuff. Yes, everything you could think of. Gay
mama
people.
Goes in the thugs too,
and the thugs. But that's the only problem that I have.
Me too.
And I would say, if that is your issue for the people who be screaming no more black gay stuff on TV, if that's your issue, say that. I don't think the way they are presenting black gay men in the media is okay, because it's written from a white person's point of view.
Exactly.
And that's just not true. Not all black gay men are all these people.
I think that black... if we only talk about homosexuality, it's disproportionately portrayed in the media opposed to just like how gay white people get representation. Because they don't.
You got one thing in your eyebrow. I'm sorry.
They don't even showcase. They don't even showcase black lesbian couples.
Because
it's literally only the men. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And it's none of the relationships are healthy. That's my biggest thing. I know. So many very successful gay black men and women who are in relationships, and also if they do get to the main screen or the big screen, it always has to be a biracial relationship. It's never very healthy black gay couples that only want to date within their race. So it's so many things to like dissect and talk about that, but just to blanket one person's storyline and anything just to blanket the whole show as gay is very homophobic jargon and rhetoric. And so
yes.
Again, I'm gonna throw it in here because, you know, I'm always for the women. There is not as much representation as with black gay women.
Women and are always bisexual.
Yeah, they never let them fully be gay or be in a healthy relationship. It always just has to be like a threesome or bisexual, but it's never a healthy, you know, relationship with lesbian women. And it's so many lesbian women, black women, and they don't even get the representation.
That's true.
But okay. that's more going into sexism, and I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole.
But we will talk about that. But
yeah.
On a small part, I do think that the same way, black gay men are not portrayed correctly in the media. Women are still, you can only ever be bisexual, having threesomes, or be in all these toxic relationships. They don't be like, oh no, we're just gay.
Or it has to be interracial.
Yes. So, okay.
Are you talking, when you say interracial, black and white, because I was going to bring up the Fosters. They were a gay, healthy family.
That is that's still the interracial thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't dare, no offense, white
person has to approve of it. So if a white person will be with you, that's palatable.
You can come over to the picnic because you are with a white woman and you're gay and you seem like you're doing a good job.
White liberal.
So what I'm gonna, all offense to white media. I was gonna say no offense, but all offense. Stop portraying black people
disrespectfully.
Period. We got layers.
We are not a monolith.
But the thing of it is, what y'all both just said right here, white people stop disrespecting black people. We can't keep worrying about what they respect us or not. We just gotta respect ourselves and move forward.
100%. But I'm gonna keep telling them. But I am gonna keep telling them to not disrespect me. Okay. So
they don't disrespect you. Period.
Okay. So moving forward a little bit. Like I said earlier, it's this Kristen Atwell. She posted with that post. Mm-hmm. She posted her own set of things. I'm gonna read some of it. I'm gonna hit the stuff on the head, but this is talking about a lot of the whole point of of people saying, mostly black men, y'all, it really be your own people saying that they don't want homophobia in the media, is because it's the idea that it's like making us gay,
right?
Or it's emasculating the black men and all this other stuff, right? That's really the central core of it, is, oh my god, like, these black people on TV gonna make you gay, and or you're not setting a good example for your family and stuff. I want to say one thing, just turn it off, don't watch it. If you really,
exactly,
if you really
are uncomfortable, don't watch it,
and don't let your kids watch it. And, yeah. That's really what it is. Latanya said this the other day. She would let her son watch Modern Family, but she wouldn't let him watch P-Valley. Do you know why? Because Modern Family is a fucking kids show, and P-Valley is about sex, yes, and strip club fucking culture.
That's literally it. I would let him watch it because, yes, it's Modern Family is family friendly. So that, yes, there is a homosexual relationship in it. And I think LJ has seen Modern Family. I don't even think he cared.
Nobody cares.
He definitely cannot watch P-Valley. They are stripping. They are popping that pee.
And vagina.
And it's not even just the Clifford and Murder sex scene. They got a sex scene with Autumn and
this
the
real
Duke.
Sex scene?
Yes, yeah. Mama. Yes,
Mama. It's, you be watching Shameless. I don't even want to hear it though.
Yeah, like just like he can't watch.
That be blowing my mind too.
Yeah, just like he can't watch Insecure, which there is no gay storyline other than her brother, which they barely touch on. He just can't watch explicit content.
Right.
It's not about the type of relationships. I am so far past being that type of person. If LJ see two men or women and one day he say something to me about it, we'll talk about it. You know what I'm saying? It's just really
it's
that
not,
simple.
It's not that big of a deal. But
yeah.
Okay, so I want to get to Kristen Atwell's little thing. So pretty much after the post of saying all these shows are gay and black television is poisonous to the black mind, she said, well, Power of the Shine Empire also depict black men as criminals, drug dealers, cheaters, baby daddies, murderers, sexual deviants, and etc. So do black movies like Friday, Menace to Society, Boys in the Hood, The Wood, Players Club, Baby Boy, etc. So she's saying they all depict the same idea of black people in the media. So why do you fake conscious men never mention that, and I like her.
These whole tips.
why do you fake conscious men never mention that in your think pieces? Why is the thug agenda not important to you? Oh yeah, because you actually don't care about the state of the black community. You just hate gay people. Own it and go about your day.
Just say that if you don't like gay people.
Gay people exist in large numbers. Chances are everyone knows someone that is gay. We shouldn't be deprived of representation because you disagree. Turn the TV off and go mentor your a youth in your community, brother. That she did that.
Oh, she preached.
Okay, so
she preached.
She pretty much hit everything on the head that we've kind of been talking about. I made a post a minute ago and I privated it because I don't always feel the need to express myself on social media because I don't always need people to see my point of view. I know what I believe in. I know what my core values are. So that's what's important to me.
Right.
But she hit it on the head with that. The black men who be posting this usually be the dudes on the down low or are afraid of their own sexuality or ignorant, but be on the down low.
Right.
Y'all never are saying the other damaging things that are going on in this show. Y'all only want to depict what you don't agree with because you don't know about. It's a lot of sex. Like she said, sexual deep. It's so much sex on TV. But you're not worried about that because you like sex, right? You like sex.
I mean, it'd be basically soft porn.
It is very much so.
It'd be kind of like hard porn.
No, hard porn, you got to see a penis. That's in the rule book of porn. If you don't see a penis and vagina, it's soft.
Yeah.
Drug dealers and cheaters, they constantly depict black people, specifically black men, as drug dealers. The whole concept of Power is about fucking drug dealers.
Exactly.
But we want to talk about the one gay. I've never seen it, though. But we want to talk about the whatever gay storyline was in there.
Right.
Baby daddies, they always want to, a lot of black people in media, they don't even be having them married. They be having them, these dysfunctional families with these baby fathers.
Right.
Murderers, fucking murderers, y'all. People be in here murdering people. And y'all worried about somebody being gay. And so on and so forth. So if you gonna give this level of rage over the gay storyline, let's go back and go over all these black films that are being presented to us and talk about the other stuff that's being shoved down our throat, which is black people just not being
excellent.
Exactly. It's all this
stuff. Or just truly representing all of our stories. That is not every black person. You cannot.
It's not. But we love these movies. Generalize us. We love these movies. And I will say, because they do humanize black people.
Yes.
Which a lot of other stuff didn't. They just made these people seem like, oh, black people. You ever seen a black person in a white movie and they just be like, oh, I'm gonna fucking kill you and I'm a big black man and oh no, don't do it, black man. But in Boys in the Hood, when Ricky got shot, you were crying because you were like, oh, Ricky just wants to play basketball.
Right.
But if Ricky was in any other whitewashed movie, they would have been like, oh, Ricky deserved it. Mm-hmm. Why was he in it? So the thing that we love about these black movies that we should all be able to agree on is that they're humanizing mm-hmm. black people. But in the same way, y'all, they are not painting black people in a good light at all. So my biggest thing is...
Not always.
But a lot of these, I would say they don't really broadcast excellent. But these black people in these movies still are, like, they humanize them. And they still are excellent in their own way. But it's still a whole bunch of poverty and guns, drugs, violence, you know, strippers. And just really... bad ways to depict black people,
right.
Which is people's story, but that's not
everybody. And think about it, a lot of these movies you're talking about, if you ain't never watched them, you lose your black heart. Oh, you ain't never seen Boys in the Hood, you ain't never seen
Menace to
Society, and all that. And it's just like, honestly,
I've never seen Menace to Society,
and it's like, do I really want my little black son watching that stuff right now at this point in his
y'all
life?
You know what I'm saying? But somebody gay on TV, yeah. But y'all got him watching Friday
and glamorizing that stuff. So I mean, it's just so much to talk about, and to just fully highlight one thing is just so biased.
Yes.
And ignorant more than anything.
It just plays to people's ignorance more than anything. And the last thing that she said, gay people exist in large numbers. Chances are everyone knows someone that is gay. I said this the other day, and we gonna start, you know, wrapping it up a little bit, but I almost guarantee y'all it is probably the same amount of gay people today that there were 50, 60, 70, 100 years ago. Do you know what the difference is, y'all? People just say they're gay now.
Yeah.
50 years ago, gay people, excuse my friends, were fucking. They were having sex. They were fucking each other. As gay people, they just didn't tell nobody.
Right.
They just knew between each other, we gay and we gonna have sex. And I have my wife, or even if I don't have my wife. And even before that, these slave owners were having sex with the male slaves too.
Yes,
y'all.
They were raping them as
well.
Why
are we acting like this didn't happen? So people have been gay. And social media and all this stuff just wasn't a thing. But at this point in 2020, people are way more accepting and people are proud and they're okay to be gay. But yes, y'all, 50, 60, 70, 100 years ago, you would have died for being gay the same way you could have died for being black. So it's the numbers didn't change about how many people are gay. Fucking media is not making people gay. People are just okay and accepting the fact that they're gay. And that is... that it's in the media because now we are more accepting that that's somebody's story.
Right.
Instead of just saying, no, everybody is straight and the deviants are gay.
Right.
Select few deviant people are gay.
There's an agenda to emasculate the black men.
Which I don't agree with.
Stop the black family from reproducing.
Mass incarceration. But you know
what,
Latanya?
Like,
what is your excuse, black man? Because I heard this too, that the agenda is if everybody's gay, we can't make no more babies, which I doubt that. People gonna have sex and have kids. But the black man is taking being out of the head of household because gay. Y'all, if you're not gay, I want y'all to listen with your ears, black men listening to this. Are you gay? If the answer is no, keep that in your head. Are you in prison? No. What is your excuse for not being the head of your household in your life? You couldn't find one? Okay, well then maybe you're trash and it has nothing to do with what you watch and see on TV. Maybe you need to make a better decision and example to yourself and for your family and step up. But y'all, media can't make people gay and take people out of families. And Yes.
Yeah, and it's definitely not stopping people from having kids. People are just not getting married and having the nuclear American family anymore, but people still having children. Okay, I don't think homosexuality,
you know how many
has affected that in the black community. Gay men
have had sex with women.
I mean, I know gay men and gay women that have children. So I'm just saying that's
what
not
do you think is going
stopping
on?
Anybody from reproducing if that's the issue.
And honestly, people are way more sexually fluid now. Like people, some like the same way heterosexual people be like, you know, maybe one time just to see if I like it. You don't think gay people be like that too? Maybe just to see if I like it.
Yeah, I think this is me personally. I just think as a black woman, we got that double minority. We are black and we are women. So we got them two hits on us. I can really understand when people are being discriminated against, because I just live my life as a person who has a lot of odds against me. And I'm just trying to be black and a woman. So I get it now, where I was more ignorant to it when I was younger. And I'll be like, I know how it feels to be a woman. So I'm definitely not about to make nobody else's life harder because you just living your life. You know what I'm saying? It's that's just where I'm at. Y'all, if you don't like it, turn the TV off.
Turn it off.
And if it's not directly affecting your life, don't worry
about
it.
Mind your fucking business.
That's all. That's been my last two cents.
And if you're not in your child's life, if you're not the head of the household in your family, and you're not gay or in prison, take a look at yourself. You just might be the problem. But
you might just be a deadbeat man.
You might be a dead. Mama brought it back with the dead. You might be a deadbeat, y'all.
Yeah.
A deadbeat man.
So y'all, gay is not a monster. It is not trying to get you. And I do want to normalize conversations with heterosexual people or people who just are not as sexually fluid. Just because me or Latanya don't like women, doesn't mean that we don't see
that we're homophobic.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that we have to be fucking homophobic. I don't like women. Latanya doesn't like women. I mean, but also who knows in 5 years. But that doesn't mean that we have to be homophobic. Like, I will still defend injustice when I see it, just because I'm not technically a part of the community. But I will say I'm an ally.
Because you know what?
And I always stand up for black people.
Yeah, me too. Because you know what I do appreciate? I see a lot of gay men defending black women. A lot
they
of
really
gay
do.
Black men defending gay black women. And I really appreciate that.
And the black
really
men like,
that.
No.
Yeah.
Give them out of
not
the
all. I don't want to make a blanket statement, but not all straight black men will sit by and watch a black woman get abused, but a lot of them will. Whereas a gay black man, he's most of the time they're not going to let that happen.
Period.
And I just really appreciate that. So I just wanted to say that.
So y'all, I want to say that I'm really proud of us today. We hit a lot of great points. Y'all,
and everybody is not gonna like what we're saying.
No.
And I'm okay with that.
It is okay. I want to leave people with something. If you are different, just in general, it doesn't matter if you're gay or not, but it is okay to have an opinion and stand in your truth about it, even if people don't agree with you. And another thing that's okay for the people who are hell-bent on one side just because it's all they know, y'all, it is okay to learn and grow, because a lot of the times people are just misinformed more than anything, and they don't care to know, which does make you ignorant. So for the people who are different, be different and fucking stand on it. And for the people who are set in these quote-unquote traditional conservative minded values, narrow-minded stuff, it's okay to learn and get knowledge and change your mind. You don't just have to be like, well, no, gay is bad, and I've thought that way my whole life. So don't be afraid to learn, grow, evolve.
And if you don't know something about a thing, don't say it. Just keep your mouth shut.
Be quiet.
Don't post on social media. Don't open your mouth. Just sit back and observe and try to learn before you speak on something that you're really not even informed on.
Oh, and real quick, y'all, Latanya kind of hit on this earlier. Y'all saying stuff like gay when it means a bad thing, the F word, the F-A-G word, that is that's a slur. Or
T-R-A-N-N-Y.
T-R-A-N-N-Y. I'm going to post them on
that's
here.
That's a slur.
Those are slurs.
F-A-G-G-O-T. That's a slur.
These are slurs at this point, y'all.
I even think D-I-K-E is like a slur now. Like,
yeah,
stop,
it's
y'all.
It's spelled with a Y. I will say I'm not gonna say it's at the level of saying the N-word, y'all, but it's real close. It's 2020. We don't say slurs. Just don't fucking say slurs. So anyway, and that's why we spelled them out, because don't say them. Anyway, that is gonna, no. I always do this. Listen, y'all, Donald Trump is at it again. Okay.
Donald we Trump. Have to end on a light note, even though this is a little heavy.
Y'all silly. The shade.
Y'all, Donald Trump has the coronavirus.
We got that wrong.
Coronavirus.
It so, y'all, him. This man, he don't ever wear a mask. He said he downplaying it. He said it's going to go away on its own. He said, don't worry about it. He called it the Chinese plague. The Chinese plague. And guess who got it, y'all? Mr. Cheeto Puff Man himself and his wife. Basically, his whole administration has
people just coming out day by day. Got that Rona.
Barbs.
So when we talk about Donald Trump, his wife, and basically the entire his cabinet with the coronavirus,
right?
We as American citizens, we shouldn't be concerned about like our the government being in a vulnerable state. Like somebody can come in and,
you know, the thing.
So should we be concerned about that?
I would say,
and then I have, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, we should be concerned about that, but
y'all, the things
we should have been concerned about COVID too.
The things about the government, y'all, is at least what I've learned in school, everybody got a backup. So, you know, if Donald Trump, God forbid, passes away, then Pence would be interim. Now, if Pence just so happens to pass away, we are gonna be good, but yes, I think that is very unfortunate, and it shows the severity of COVID. And for anybody who hasn't been taking it seriously, I will say personally, y'all, I've been low-key quarantining since March. Like, I really be in the house. Yeah. I'm not gonna say it was way different in March, April, and May, but it's still, even though we are not on mandatory quarantine, y'all,
still social distance, wear your mask, wash your hands.
President of the United fucking States of America,
got COVID-19
and his whole administration.
So you
can see what happens when people just don't take it serious. And even sometimes I'm telling you, people who take it serious still get it.
Exactly.
So COVID is for everybody, and COVID got hands.
COVID ain't playing no
games. I don't want no smoke with COVID.
I don't fully believe that he has COVID, but I'm not going to go into my conspiracy theory. I'm just going to sit back and see what happens.
But we'll see, y'all. Next week, we gonna see. You know, like, they be in it like, Donald Trump has COVID. Will he survive or not? Like, that be on.
I'm going to sit back and watch this whole thing play out, because the election is coming up.
Yes, y'all. The election is coming up. So if you are not registered to vote, this is a very serious thing real quick, y'all.
And we are hitting a deadline. I don't know when this video is going to post, but if you don't get your voter registration in 30 days before the election, it's not going to count. So please register to vote.
That is
please
true.
Register to vote.
So everybody, register to vote. And at this point, y'all,
whoever you vote for, just vote.
I don't care who
don't
you vote
for
Trump,
but whoever you vote for, just vote.
No. But y'all, in all sincerity, I don't care who you vote for, but y'all take it seriously. You know, the largest people who vote in the United States are, I want to say, people that are like over 40.
Mm-hmm.
And those people are, actually, I think over 50. So we literally still are having our
country ran by old mindsets.
Right. And we as young people are not taking the opportunity that we have, because we're bigger. These people are dying. No offense to these old people. They're old. They're old and they're dying, and we're still letting them make our decisions for us.
Right.
So in all sincerity, y'all, just vote, register to vote,
and
vote for her, whoever you want to vote for. And do not vote for Harambe, Hennessy,
exactly,
or anybody else like y'all did in 2016. Y'all played us.
Right.
But
I would recommend voting early, but if you can't, at least go out there, because I know the lines are going to be packed. I don't think people are going to trust the mail in ballots like they
They found some military officers, people did vote early. They were in the garbage behind the voting thing. So
get out there. Go red. As soon as I find out that early voting happened, I'm going to stand in that line to go get my vote in. So
y'all, anyway, because we getting a little long-winded here. Right. Y'all, thank y'all so much for listening to another Misunderstood podcast. Yes. I'm going to let LaTanya
we
take
it
away.
We went in today. I'm a little nervous, but... Yeah. We are on all of the streaming platforms, so please subscribe to our podcast. We are on iTunes, we are on Spotify, we are on Google Podcasts, we are on all streaming platforms.
All of them.
We are on Facebook, so go like our Facebook page, go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Please leave a comment and give us video suggestions, and you can slide in our DMs if you really want to get personal with me in Genesis. I am LaTanya Yarber on Facebook and at A Page in My Diary on Instagram and Genesis.
I am Genesis Nesbitt on all platforms. So if you want to find me, that's how you'll do
it. Hit us up. All right. We'll be back next week with another podcast.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, studio audience.
Bye. Yeah.